This is Twit.
He is Mr. Hip himself, Scott Wilkinson, home theater geek, contributor at TechHive.com, and our regular home theater guru, talking about big screen TVs and surround sound. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Leo. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm great, man.
All right. All right. You sat and watched a lot of TV last night.
Well, talk about your home theater.
Yes.
I sat last night and watched both episodes that are currently available of Foundation.
Ah, this is the new Apple TV show series based on the classic Isaac Asimov. It's from the 50s, right? Science fiction.
It's 50s, yeah.
Yeah, pretty old. I remember reading it when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I think most people did. And it's a science fiction classic. Many volumes.
Well, yeah. The original was a trilogy, three books, which themselves, or at least the first one, was composed, basically put together from a series of short stories.
Like iRobot. Isaac likes to
kind
do
of.
That, I think.
Yeah, he likes to do that. Right, exactly. So he ended up writing the first three books, and then he wrote some sequels and some prequels. Some of which were published after his death, but
the premise of it, it's a distant future.
Yeah,
and
50,000 years into the future.
I don't think it's a spoiler to say it's about a psychohistorian named Harry Seldon who uses math to predict the future.
Right, to predict the behavior of very large groups of people. Large populations. And at this point,
it is not about reinforced concrete. It's not that kind of foundation. Just wanted everybody to know, it's not a book about building houses. It's about sci-fi.
It's
about the are there
about
space
building and sorry?
Are there space rockets and spaceships and planets?
Oh, there are spaceships. Oh yeah, definitely. Now, I just recently read the trilogy again. I mean, I read it, I think, in college, maybe in high school.
Yeah, because I don't remember it much. Which I hear might be an advantage in watching this show.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
Because they're not really sticking to it.
The only thing that this show resembles in the books is the basic overall structure, which you just said.
Yeah.
You know, it's a galactic civilization, 50,000 years in the future, an empire, which is on the verge of collapse. And Harry Seldon predicts it, and the emperor is all pissed off that he's predicting the collapse of the empire. And but other than those sort of basic things and a few of the characters, the primary characters, there's not much else. Everything else has been created out of whole cloth and inserted into this to make it more exciting, I assume. You know, there are fights and there's a little gratuitous violence.
Gratuitous violence.
And I'm not really happy about.
Is there gratuitous sex?
No, not
it's
much
Apple.
Of that.
It's Apple.
At least
please.
Not yet. At least
no.
not yet. You know,
Apple,
you've got 10 episodes.
Apple shows that it's hip by putting swear words in. They don't have.
They don't have to
nudity.
Do sex. Right?
They don't do sex. That's HBO. Don't get confused.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you know, there's an awful lot in there that's not in the books. It just was created for the series.
Right.
I will say this from a home theater perspective: the image from this series is spectacular.
So that's really your bailiwick. So is it HDR, Dolby Vision?
Absolutely. Yep, Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos if you have a Dolby Atmos sound system.
So the rocket ships go overhead as well as left and right.
Oh, yeah. But man, oh, man, the images are just stunning.
So watch it on your HDR OLED if you've got it.
HDR is just
4K?
Beautiful.
Is it 4K?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
These days, you know, they film this stuff, I think, on digital cameras, right? And so,
Oh, yeah.
In fact, this is probably...
I actually didn't notice. I have to look at the credits again to see what they filmed it on. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Red or Arri digital camera.
The Arri Alexa, they call it. Yeah, that's very popular.
Yeah, Red's very popular, too. Mm-hmm. So could have been Sony. I'll have to look and see. I don't remember. But
and, of course, there's probably
so beautiful.
They're probably only filming actors because everything else is green screen.
A lot of it is green screen, I'm
sure. You know, there's kind of three ways you can do special effects. One is what they call practicals, where like in the original Star Wars, they had physical models. And, you know, in the ocean, it's a giant tank, things like that. Those are called practical effects.
With a miniature ship that looks like they shoot it to make it look like a big ship.
And, you know, we're getting a little more sophisticated. Those things maybe don't fool us quite so much. CGI is completely computer generated. So they have a green screen behind the actors. Sometimes the actors aren't even shown. They're in a suit that, that is mapped out, and like Gollum and the Lord of the Rings, and it's a virtual character. There's a third way to do it, which is more modern. This is how they shot The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, where the sets are LCD, giant LCD screens.
Actually, they're giant LED screens.
LED LCD. Or no, they're LED, direct view LED.
Direct view LEDs. Oh. They're like the Samsung The Wall or Sony Crystal LED.
So they're micro LED.
They're micro LED. That's exactly right. I've seen examples of that, and it's really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So it sort of replaces the green screen.
And it's better for the actors because they can kind of see where they are. And you can do camera moves because the screen, the background is tied to the camera. So it moves with you so the it doesn't get weird perspective effects. That's how the Mandalorian is shot. I'm wondering if that might be the way this is shot.
You know, it's a good question. I have to do some research into that and see.
Yeah.
But boy, the only problem I have with the imagery is that there are some shots where there are characters talking or something, and there's some super bright light behind them.
But it wouldn't be HDR if there weren't some super bright light behind them.
Well, you know.
They do that, don't they? It's when 3D was big in the movies. You know, you'd have stuff flying at you.
Yeah. Let's do whatever we can with this. Yeah, we do it because we can. No, you should do it because you should do it, and not when it doesn't serve the purpose.
Because it takes you out of the story, because you're going, I know why they're doing that big bright light.
Yeah. But that's a few scenes.
Okay.
For the most part, the imagery is just gorgeous.
Nice.
Just gorgeous. Now, I will say this. The sound is, I think, mixed pretty poorly. I'm having trouble with understanding all the dialogue. Now, part of that is that we got a lot of British actors.
Jared Harris is the star, Harry Seldon. I love him.
Harry Seldon.
You know, I just found out, I was reading a profile of him in the New York Times. He's Richard Harris's son. MacArthur Park is melting in the dark. the great Irish actor Richard Harris.
Yeah.
It's his son.
I didn't know that. But you can sort of see a resemblance once you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes some sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
Love him. Chernobyl and Mad Men. He's a very, very talented actor. I like him.
Another thing that I like that they did was in the original series, in the original books, virtually all the characters are men because it was written in the 50s.
Yeah. There were no women in the 50s, believe it or not.
Well,
it was just a bunch of us guys.
Exactly. And the women who are in the book, for the most part, with one major exception, you know, are secondary.
This is why older science fiction doesn't age very well.
So what they did in the Foundation was they changed the gender of a number of primary characters.
Good.
To no ill effect.
No, of course not.
It works fine.
Good.
It works totally fine.
Good.
And I'm glad they did. And women of color, too, for that matter. So generally speaking, very good. Now, I don't like the...
It's no Bridgerton, but it's okay. Is that what you're saying?
It's okay. Yeah, exactly.
I honestly feel like every time I watch an Apple TV Plus show, it's just a little piece missing. It's like it's so close. They clearly spend a lot of money. It's very high prestige, but there's just a little bit that keeps it from being top tier, the very, very best.
Yeah, I have to agree.
All right, well... That's kind of what I was prepared
for. But if you want to see great HDR, check it out.
Foundation. And that's Scott Wilkinson, Leo Laporte, the tech guy.